This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1251, going to a conference, concrete ways to make sure you connect in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Sometimes conferences, especially in another language, can be overwhelming. It's all about setting yourself up for a confident mindset. Today, get specific ways you can do that. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm feeling great. It's a beautiful day in California, as always. But actually, I did wake up to the smell of a little bit of fire. So I think there might be a wildfire, unfortunately.
Oh my gosh. That's
getting started in the area somewhere. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the news yet, but I could definitely smell it in the air out here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's something you have to deal with out there. Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. Stay safe. Yeah,
there's a lot to deal with out here in California. That's for sure.
Yeah. Wow.
What about in New York? What's happening? You guys have to deal with a few things in New York, right?
Yeah. Well, today it's raining.
Okay.
I was just outside and it was like, I was in one of those situations where I had my umbrella in the very bottom of my bag.
Oh no.
And I'm like, I just couldn't get it out. And so I ended up, luckily I had brought my first time bringing a jacket for the season. And I had my hood up. So at least I had a hood on my jacket, because I was like, I can't even deal with, you know, that when you have to fumble around in your bag and you're like, ugh, I just like can't right now.
Right. And then you're like on the street corner in New York and you look crazy and then things are flying everywhere. And of course, no one notices in New York because they're all in their own world, but you feel crazy, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And just like, forget it. I'll just deal with the rain. Yeah. That's what's going on over here. It's pretty gloomy, but that's okay. But it's good to be inside right now. Like, you know, I have a question. So I know that you haven't worked. Have you ever had an office job, like a real office job?
Not really. I've never had a 9-to-5 corporate job. I've worked in offices like in internships, you know what I mean? But I really, no, my career really has been not that. I don't really have a resume, you know what I mean? And I'm kind of proud of that fact.
That's cool. Yeah. But whenever you did, or just in your work experiences in general, how did you find it getting closer with your coworkers? Like, and was it different maybe in the US versus other countries?
Yeah, that's interesting. I worked in Japan and I worked in a school in Japan. So it was kind of a small office that we all hung out in. There was definitely some bonding, but there was a level that was hard to get past because there was some cultural differences, which were confusing for me at times, for sure. Just trying to find the things that bonded us. I used to love going out for drinks and snacks at the izakaya with my Japanese colleagues in Masashi Kozugi in Tokyo. It was so fun. So bonding over our work was a good thing to do outside of work, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like, in some of my jobs in the US, I've developed pretty close friendships with my coworkers. I'm trying to think, in my times abroad, like, for example, in London, actually, I mean, there's not a language barrier, of course, but I remember there was a lot of different cultural stuff. And it's funny because, you know, I'm such a coffee drinker and I like tea, but by the end, I was drinking tea every day with milk and it just felt right, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah, so you do kind of adapt to it. But today we're actually going to be not talking about tea. That could be for another day. But we have a question from a listener about kind of how to get close with people that you work with, or specifically, actually, we're going to be talking about conferences today and some of these differences. So this is going to be a really interesting one about how to really connect with people. So Lindsay, could you start us off with the question for today?
Yeah, this question is from Nassim Zamani. And here we go. Dear Lindsay and Michelle, I'm a loyal fan of your podcast from Iran. It's been almost 6 months since I discovered your podcast. And from that point, I've been listening to your show every day when I go to work and back home. You can't imagine how much you've helped me improve my English skills, especially listening. Thank you. Aww, that's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm so glad that we're here to help.
I know. It makes me feel giddy to feel that feedback. It really does. It's so cool. It's so cool. All right. Yeah. I have a question for you guys. Although I don't know if this is the right place to ask it, I have to work with foreigners due to my job. I'm a medical professional and faculty member. I attend many conferences. He says congresses, but we think you mean conferences, right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every year, and manage easily to contact with my peers from other countries. However, I've always had problems contacting with my American colleagues. I guess he means making connections with my American colleagues, right? Okay.
Right. All right. So yeah, then he says, no matter how hard I try to be in touch with them or become friends, I always feel they cannot be reached. I don't know if this is because of my background, though Americans do not like Iranians, or is it a matter of the personal bubble around them, which you have mentioned in your previous podcast? Interesting. So, for example, he says, I do not know how to react to them. Should I smile or be serious? Should I try to have a sense of humor? How can I go further than research and become friends with them? I do not have enough confidence to approach them. I usually visit them in conference meetings, so the atmosphere is always formal, except for the time when we have lunch every day. I do not know if this question can be answered on your podcast. If not, please just skip it. Thanks a lot, Nassim. Well, Nassim, it can be answered.
It definitely can be. And this is great. I think this is, I think conferences are actually a pretty unique situation terms of connecting. This is good. I just came back from the Podcasters Conference, and so I definitely have a few things to chime in on here. But yeah, conferences, first of all, Nassim, are challenging to connect with people, especially when you see around you, everyone seems to be connecting. But if you came on your own, you can definitely start to feel a little isolated and lost, no matter who you're trying to connect with. So we're going to get into this here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So great question that I think a lot of our listeners can relate to. So first of all, before we get started, I felt bad that he asked if Americans like Iranians. Yeah. That made me feel sad. No, yeah. Of course we like Iranians. Yeah, of course. Like, unfortunately, there's, you know, I can't make that statement, you know, for every single person in the United States, because they're always unfortunately people who have a lot of hate, whether it's for race, nationality, religion. Mm-hmm. That's a topic for another day, but that's the world, right? But in general, I mean, I don't want you to feel that it's that Americans don't like Iranians. No. Not true. Yeah. I don't know anyone who feels that way, and I don't think that you should walk into these conferences thinking that that's a thing. Right,
yeah.
Lindsay?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Michelle. I mean, we know like the political situation may be a certain way, or you might turn on the news and you might hear our leaders being disrespectful.
Right.
But that's just a snapshot of politics and international relations. But I think the one-to-one connections are completely different. And if you start to connect with Americans on a one-to-one level at a place like a conference, it's going to be totally different. People don't, you know what I mean? It's so different. So don't worry about that aspect of it. We're going to try to help you connect here, Nassim, and all of our other listeners. Yes.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And this question is really important, and for also just for building confidence in general. So guys, we've done some episodes on similar topics, or just confidence building with colleagues. So the first one is, you can listen to 701, How to Be a Social Butterfly and Invite Colleagues Out After Work in English. So that's a good one for connecting.
The only way to make sure that you stay in the loop with All Ears English is by hitting subscribe on your podcast player now. When you hit subscribe, you will make sure that you don't miss any of our bonus episodes. So hit subscribe now on your podcast player, and thanks for listening to All Ears English. It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yes, I love it. And another one is how to adjust your language at the workplace based on culture. That sounds really interesting. I don't remember that episode.
I know. We got to listen.
Exactly. I love it. So guys, that's 9:50.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So, you know, what we're going to do today is we're going to answer as many of the questions that you asked as we can, and we're going to try and touch on some of them. So we're going to go through this and give you guys some tips along the way. And this is really a discussion, you know, about this awkward situation that is a conference, which, to be honest, as a native speaker, as Lindsay said, I feel so uncomfortable sometimes when I'm at these things. Now, I mean, you can start to get in the groove a little bit at a point, but like, it can be hard. It can be very intimidating, especially, oh my gosh, you know, the conference room where like, not the conference room, but you know, the really big conference halls when there's like all the tables and it's like, oh my gosh. And you're where do I start? How do I talk? Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Do you mean like the vendors sections? Yeah. I mean, conferences are a unique animal for sure. I mean, so what's the first takeaway then here? I mean, you're in a bubble. It is a bit of a bubble. But I think if we take it in the right direction and we have our expectations straight, we can come away with some really nice experiences at conferences.
Right. So yeah, the listener was asking about, is it that Americans are in a bubble? You know, I don't know if it's an American thing, but I do know that I know what you mean by this bubble. Sorry, did you want to say something?
No, go ahead, Michelle. Go ahead.
So I don't know what it is. I think people are either shy or busy in general, and it's just kind of, it's sad, really, actually, when you think about it, how people can not feel comfortable talking to each other. And I think conferences are like this, too, just like how it can be outside of a conference. You know, maybe people actually want to talk to you, but they're afraid, right?
Yeah, I mean, a couple thoughts I have on that. What I've noticed in the last couple of years at these conferences is people tend to come with their work colleagues.
Yes.
So a company will send an entire group of people, like maybe 10, a large company, to the same conference. And so you may not know that ahead of time, but they may have all come and they have an instant built-in bubble.
Yeah.
But you have an advantage over them, to be honest, because they're probably not going to branch out all that much outside of their bubble of their colleagues. So they're not going to meet too many people. Okay, so that's the first thing to realize. Don't think, oh, they all connected so quickly and easily and here I am. No, they probably came together in many cases.
That's a really good point, Lindsay. That's so true, because I've gone to conferences with people and you do kind of stick with the people that you know, because it is uncomfortable and you're also kind of like enjoying being with people that you don't get to spend that time with normally.
Exactly. So one way that we have some really good phrases here that we can use, but one way that you can get away from that is by organizing a meetup yourself, right? So you can contact the conference ahead of time. At least the conferences I've been going to have lots of opportunities for conference goers to organize their own sub-niche meetup, right? So for example, at the podcasting conference, there was a meetup for women podcasters, right?
Cool.
So I could have organized that. I could have gone to that. I did go to a couple of these niche meetups. And there was where I made my real connections, because there are thousands of people at these conferences. How are you going to connect with them if there's nothing else in common other than you're in the same field? It's going to be hard.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. So people can be clicky. That's one of the key words for today. Clicky. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be clicky?
Yeah. Clicky means to be insular. It's like middle school again.
You have your group and you don't want to, you're just kind of like attached to your people. So that's a really good word to use. You know, I'm not sure where these conferences are by the question. I'm not sure if they're in the U.S. or if they're in other places, but you're talking about the American specifically. But let's say, okay, I mean, I think also to Lindsay's point, you know, you I think that's really about taking an initiative, like what Lindsay was saying with the meetups. Right? Mm-hmm. So, and in general, taking initiative is part of it, because maybe other people aren't going to take that, but they are, maybe they're looking for someone too and they want to connect. So here we go. I think, you know, you have to be the one to talk. You just got to do it.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So what are some things you could say, Lindsay?
So you could say something like, have you had a chance to explore the area yet? And that's good, because a lot of people want to see the city they're in too. Maybe they come with their family, they stay a couple of days before or after the conference. So it's a good jumping off point.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Or you could say something like, what parts of the conference are you attending? I think blah, blah, blah. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Or, hey, what do you think of the conference so far? This is great. And these kind of questions are good for when you sit down and you're getting ready for your session, the sessions. Yeah. If you attend the sessions, maybe you show up 5 minutes early just to get a seat. Just turn to the person next to you. That's what everyone's doing. That's the point of a conference. Don't have high expectations, though, for that conversation. Don't think you're going to make a best friend, because 5 minutes later, the person's going to come on the stage, right? So just set your expectations the right way so you don't get disappointed.
And that's where some of our other episodes that we were talking about, you know, can help you take it to the next level, because I think one of them was about how to ask, you know, someone to do something after work or something. And those ones, that's why you really got to listen to those other episodes, guys. But today we're talking more about, you know, starting the conversation and just in general what to do at these conferences. So also, should you have a sense of humor? That's one of the questions he asked. Lindsay, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if your natural personality is having a sense of humor, then you should, right? If you're naturally funny, then be funny. Be yourself. And yeah, don't be afraid. But if you don't have a natural sense of humor, don't force it. That's what I would say.
Because that can just, you know, just be yourself and, you know, say hi to everyone, even if you feel awkward. You know, you got to show that you're friendly, even if you feel shy. And I feel like when I do this at conferences, that's when people do start to, oh, wait, she's talking to me, you know, like we're actually going to have a conversation. So I think that that's a good point.
Yeah, there is something to the vibe you carry around that can, there's something to, it's like the law of attraction, right? I mean, I think that if you feel awkward and shy, you can somehow unconsciously let off that vibe and then people won't approach you. So if you can start to chain together some situations in which you're reaching out and having a nice connection, you're actually going to walk with your head held higher around the conference center and you're going to be more open to people approaching you or you approaching others.
I love that. That's good. Yeah. So I think in general, take initiative, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, be open to others. And I think that this was a really good question. There's so much more that we could get into with this, maybe in another time. But yeah, just, you know, have that confidence and you really try and build a community. And you know, speaking of community, Lindsay, we have a really cool community with All Ears English, don't we?
Yeah, because we are human beings. We need community. We need to come together under something we believe in, right? And our community believes in connection when it comes to learning English. Guys, we are sharing some fun stuff over on Instagram. And so are you guys. You guys are listeners. You're sharing your lives over there with us too. It's so cool. So go and find our Instagram channel.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Okay, awesome. So guys, you know, this episode is about building confidence. It's not always about the specific language, but I wanted to answer our listener's question in a way that addresses his feelings of not being able to connect, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, totally. And sorry, Michelle, I just want to throw in one more tip specific to conferences, because I don't want to let this go here. I mean, this episode is about confidence and strategic confidence too, right? Like, what are some real actions that we can take that will give us a better chance of connecting and feeling confident? And one of them we mentioned was organizing a meetup yourself. The other thing I want to make sure I mention, guys, what I've been trying to do, sometimes I forget to do it by the time I get to the conference, but in the month leading up to the conference, look and see if you can figure out who's going, like who's on the list. Mm. Sometimes they'll publish a list and reach out to those people, schedule coffee dates, meaning schedule times to have coffee with them if you connect professionally in some way, right? So then you have a built-in set of meetings going on and that's automatically going to help you get that confidence right from the start. So you're not just floating by yourself through this conference center.
Yeah, I love that. You know, really. And again, So I think the takeaway from today is take initiative. Be the friendliest person you can be, but be yourself. Yeah. You know, realize other people might be shy or feel awkward, or they might be in their clip, but don't let that stop you. So have your confidence, be yourself, and know that it can be awkward, but you are going to take the initiative and make it awesome.
Exactly. And if you guys try out some of these actions, let us know how it goes. If you organize something or you reach out ahead of time, tell us what happens. All right. We look forward to hearing from you, even on Instagram.
That's right. All right. Okay. Thanks for this question. Have a good one, everybody. Bye, Lindsay.
All right, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.